What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
This goes for high school too, and I've had parents tell me my kid's not playing or they're not my kid's not getting recruited because the coach doesn't promote him enough. And I'll bet you there's been through the years, Woody, you've been with me a little bit, but even before it was really bad when people could catch me in the morning. I had one guy, I've told this story many, many times, met me at 5 in the morning, was standing, scared the hell out of me getting out of we're down in Miami Gardens. It was tough, and there was no gate. There was no gate in our old place. So I drove in, and I jumped out of the car, my stuff. I got there early, 4-something in the morning. And a guy jumps out of his car, says, "Can I talk to you?" And it's, oh, my God, it was scary. And he literally had a tape for me, and he was telling me about the coach. There's a lot of guys, and it was a good program. It was a good program. And he said he's only promoting certain kids, and his is not one of them. Could I help him? And that the coach wasn't, helping him get D1 scholarships. He wasn't getting recruited at all. And I go, well, most of the coaches I know do everything possible because it's good for business to have guys go to D1 schools, and more kids will want to go to your school, kind of like colleges. They want first-round picks. It's good for business. And if you've ever noticed, if usually a college gets a reputation for being really good at a couple of positions, usually the best high school kids like to go there. Shocking. So I just don't buy the whole thing that's going on now, the Colts and the agent, who, if you're an NFL agent, I mean, you can say a lot of things. His agent said his client had a great camp, and he didn't get the job. Can't figure it out, which kind of leads you into, I hope it's not black and white and all this stuff there. Listen, man, those guys are about winning. The NFL, not for long if you don't win. And if you don't think they're going to play the best players, and this goes for the Miami Dolphins, just to circle it right back to here. And I'd like to circle around, I think, even to UM. And that is, you're going to play your best players. Now, I understand you got to take certain things into, consideration when you start talking, well, this guy, I don't know if he's still as good, but I can't play him all the time because this other guy is. But I want to keep this guy around. He's good. And I can understand some of that, but this quarterback thing, Daniel Jones, I got to believe, listen, they're on the hot seat there. Everybody's on the hot seat. They're kind of in, they win 8 games last year, 7 or 8 games last year, the Colts. They're kind of in that area of like, yeah, man, we got to win. We've got to do. And I just believe that coach. And I think he knows other players. Now, by the way, one thing about the quarterback position, every player on that team knows who the best quarterback is. I've said that story for years and years. Don Shula, who didn't listen to anybody, made his own decisions. He was playing David Woodley, and he was playing him, and we lost him. This is after a Super Bowl. We went to a Super Bowl, and we come back, and David Woodley's starting, and he wasn't playing well. We couldn't score points in the first half. We're getting hammered, actually, in a couple of games. I can't remember the score. But he was putting Dan Marino in the second half because we were just losing. He goes, well, put the rookie in there and see how he does. And the rookie, then it got, well, it's no longer just they're playing a soft defense and Marino's chewing it up. It got like, geez, he's making throws the other guy can't make. And then the team starts to go, wait a second, coach, how long are you going to do this? With Woodley gets a start, we're down 20, and then you put Marino in. So I don't know how many games it was. A lot of you know the history of the team better than I do, but I was out there, and you could see the whole team, man. I remember like yesterday, the whole team is like, hey, man, what are we doing? 13's, that's the guy. I don't care what we did last year. This keeps up. We'll be last in our division. And he put Dan Marino in. And I am convinced some of it came from veteran players. He could hear it. The other coaches were saying stuff. And I said, Shoes really didn't want to play a rookie quarterback. Like, we just went to the Super Bowl. I really don't want to play. I know he's going to be good. I know he doesn't know all the defenses and all that stuff, and he's not sure of everything. I'd really like to keep playing Woodley. And he just, like, it was just obvious to everybody. Like, hey, yeah, he doesn't know everyone, but he makes throws that other guys can't make and shouldn't make, but he completes them because he's got so much friggin' talent. So we went through that. And those guys on the Colts know. They know who the best player is right there. They're all going, okay, this guy knows offense better, throws, I don't know, got better connection with, stays healthier, all those things. So anyway, I get it's a bad look for Anthony Richardson, fourth overall pick, and they're kind of throwing in the towel in a big year for you, and now that you've been around for a while. So that's what Dolphins are looking at. Daniel Jones will be the starting quarterback for the Colts. We got a lot of Dolphins news this morning to get to. Surprise, surprise, surprise. You know, we got a new special teams coordinator, by the way, off to a great start, Craig Aukerman. Everybody said, uh-oh, he's bringing his old punter. It's over. Ryan Stonehouse going to get that job. Jake Bailey's out. He's got no shot. I thought that too when I said, uh-oh. You know, when a guy likes to bring his guy, like, oh, this guy's got an unbelievable foot. Jake Bailey goes out and kicks the hell out of it in the few kicks that he's had. And I think this is important. Some of you might say it's overrated to know more about it than I do. But you have one of the best field goal kickers. He's hit, 27 straight in Jason Sanders. And if you don't think that Jake Bailey held for all of them, that was a big part of this too, comfort of having a guy you can trust that puts them all down, you're on fire. And he's, of course, Jason's been perfect again in this preseason and a few he's had. I just think it was easy. They didn't even wait. Like, hey, Ryan Stonehouse, you're going to kick somewhere in the NFL because he's got a big, big foot. I mean, you average 50 yards a kick. And if you've ever watched both of them warm up, but yeah, he can rip them. If there's a guy that you look around the league, it's got a chance to kick one 75, 76, a long of 75, 76, it's going to be Ryan Stonehouse. Anyway, he was released, and he will be kicking for somebody. Jake Bailey gets that job. So, again, you go with the guy that's best, that fits everything in the big picture. And Jake Bailey went out and got that job. So we've got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning. Just getting started. We got a story here too, man, of greed in this town. And a big story, not only here in South Florida, but obviously a big story around the country. And we'll get into some of that. We've got a lot of other news, including it has to do with University of Miami. They know who they'll be facing at quarterback at Notre Dame. We got a PGA event coming back. Woody, man, we're going to be going back after all those years, going early in the morning to Doral with a PGA event. It's coming back. Big purse. We'll tell you more about that. Stay with us. We're going to take a quick break. But before we do, I do want to take a moment early in the morning when all the old guys are up. I do have a message for all of you. Didn't sleep well again last night, huh? Got a lot on your mind. Not sleeping great. Seem like you're always tired, and everybody just tells you, hey, we're all getting older. That's just the way it is. You're going to be tired. You're going to take more naps, and you're going to eat the same amount. You're going to gain weight. But, hey, who cares, man? Who cares if you gain 20, 25 pounds? I cared, and I was all those things, not to mention ED and low T are kicking in on everybody, man. And when it does, it sure is nice to have Atlantic Men's Clinic. I just say, if your energy level and everything goes with just being tired all the time, really even snappy sometimes, your sex drive is gone. It happens to every man. Doesn't matter. Black, white, brown, does not matter. Every man out there will get hit with low T and ED. The question is, you going to do something about it or are you just going to live with it? Atlantic Men's Clinic makes a big difference. I couldn't believe it, but I went through all of it, man, all of it. It was bad. And it messed with me a little bit, to be honest. And I went to Atlantic Men's Clinic, set up that first appointment, and I did not want to go. And I did the T, the PSA test, met with their professionals, and I got great results. And I got them quickly, and they've got 7 locations in South Florida to serve you. I go to the Plantation one. They got a brand new one in Hollywood. It's such a great looking office. They got great, knowledgeable people. You're in for great results. You'll get all the testing done, that T, that PSA test. You'll meet with their professionals, and you're about ready to get great results because they're going to put together a program for you to start feeling a whole lot better than you have in a long, long time. 877-455-7300 or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com. You're in for some great results. Set up that first appointment. Do it today.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Mike McDaniel talked at length about how the coaches know things about the cornerbacks that everybody else does not. Mm-hmm. And I don't have to tell you that everybody else is quite concerned about the cornerback situation. Why do you sleep well at night knowing what you know about the cornerbacks?
Well, I sleep well every night, first of all. I mean, you just see my wife, she's gorgeous. So that helps, right? That helps me sleep easy. But we don't play baseball and basketball, right? We play an 11-man sport. So we have the utmost confidence in those guys to go out there and do their jobs because we see it repeatedly through daily action. But they also have to understand they're not alone, right? We got guys up front who are going to do work and going to create problems for the quarterbacks, going to make it hard to get balls to those receivers. So I have the utmost faith in those guys, just in how they work and how they compete. And I think we've seen that throughout the game so far, and even in the joint practices when they've been facing against tougher competition. Yeah, maybe not in a one-on-one drill, God bless. Like, who can win that drill if the quarterback's just sitting there forever? Okay, but when we're in 11-on-11 football, those guys have shown up and done what we've needed them to do. And we expect that in the regular season as well, too.
And there you have it, Anthony Weaver, defensive coordinator and a really, really good guy and really good coordinator. Just start with that this morning. So this thing has been heating up. I've watched it up close between the writers and all of us, myself, other former players, a little concerned about the cornerback position. And Mike came out. When you don't have a long resume of NFL production, you assume that's because you're not good. That's why there seems to be a disconnect. And I took that as the disconnect between what you see and I see and the coaching staff sees. And Coach Weaver also talked about other things, like they've been pretty open. Coach Weaver's been on this the whole time. Our front seven's going to get after them where they got to throw the ball early. They're going to make bad throws, and we've got some things we can cover up if we have to, if the guy's really good and we get a St. Brown style of receiver, we can do some certain things. And so they really are all in. Now, listen, Mike is super positive. Like, Mike McDaniel, since he's been here, hasn't had a whole lot of negative things to say about anybody, even turds, even guys that have turned out to be real close to complete turds. He puts a positive spin, or at least stays out of it. He doesn't look to keep drama going. He's a real positive guy. First meeting he has with his coaches when he gets here, positive reinforcement, even during negative times. I don't want to hear negative stuff around here. I don't want to see guys getting ripped publicly and that type of stuff. Exact opposite of what my coach did, actually. But so this stuff's going on. I see now Dave Hides jumped in this morning, my buddy on the Sun Sentinel. Didn't have a chance to call him last night. I didn't see it till this morning. Why are the Dolphins in denial about troubling cornerback situation? So you know what's going on. Cater's out. Big loss to start the year. Ethan Bonner makes this great run. Looks like he is – Ethan Bonner is going to play. He's going to play a lot. He was going to start. He was the guy they were hoping that would come into his own with the talent that he has. He hurts his hamstring. I don't know how long he's going to be out. I know most fast guys that are track guys, tracks fast, and if you're not aware of it, Ethan's one of the faster guys on the football team. The dude can run. So he's out right now, so you start looking around, and I know they've signed a couple of guys to kind of fill in here. I don't know how much they're counting on them, you know, CFL, UFL, special teams, hasn't played a lot, hasn't had a lot of starts. We got a few of those guys on the team, but the team has not changed at all about we got the guys on this team. We've got the guys. We've seen it. Now I hear Cam Smith played really well when he came in. That's the guy we thought we were going to get when this thing started. Cam Smith made a nice tackle, broke up a play across the middle. Now all of a sudden Cam Smith, who hadn't done anything since he's been here, finally kind of they're going, okay, maybe the light's going off for this guy. Now we can trust him. You got to do your assignments and play our technique that we want you to play and know the assignments. By the way, if you don't know your assignments and when they make a call and you don't get the call or you're not sure what the call is, whatever the problem is, you can't play. You can't play anywhere. You just can't be stupid and play out there. You've got to play as a group. But they like this group. And even with these injuries or – so Mike's come out and said, don't read into the resume. Everybody had to start somewhere, and we've got some of those guys. I know they haven't done a lot yet, but we think they are. So a lot of people are going, come on, Mike, enough. Enough with that, Mike. So that's where we are, and we will all find out together. We're going to find out if they really mean it, right, coming up. See if they trade to get somebody and or if they pick some guys up. You know, whenever final cuts are made, I saw yesterday there are a few guys that have been pretty good players that might get cut. And before they get cut, they could get traded. Teams, if they're getting ready to release somebody, will try to get something for them. If they know, teams like the Dolphins and some other teams are looking to upgrade that position, they might be able to get a sixth or seventh round draft pick out of it, right? So there's going to be a lot of things. But we're going to find out. We're going to find out. Is that kind of like the way Chris Greer talked about that offensive line last year? Is that going to be the situation with the cornerback position this year? So we'll find out. And if they do go with this group, hey, and they play great, man, that coaching staff and that team gets a last laugh. Man, you guys were right. I did not know all those guys could play that well in that system. Your pass rush was unbelievable. You stopped the run. You got them in a lot of third down and long situations. Put some heat on them and end up getting a lot of takeaways. A lot of breakups. So anyway, that's really what's going on. That's the number one thing going on. And obviously, by the questions Mike's getting, he came out and said, basically, you don't see what I see every day. And I get it on the resume, but that's where we just disagree on things. And Mike knows he can't fight it. You just got to show it. There's going to be a right or wrong coming up by the way guys playing the game. you can't hide it. It's not like we're going to have this debate forever because people are going to go, well, damn, those guys out there watching practice, those writers are on to something, or the coaches are going to go, hey, man, defense pretty good. Defense is pretty good. They do play great as a group, and they do enough. They don't give up big plays. They're okay. We will find out. We will find out on this topic going forward for sure. Hey, by the way, we got a lot of other stuff going on here this morning. So I did want to hit on this before we get rocking and rolling. Omar will join us early. Jeff Loggeman's going to join us from Jacksonville. We'll talk to him. Radio analyst, longtime NFL football player as well, gets caught up on everything, including, I don't know about you, man, I'm hoping Travis Hunter practices tomorrow. I'm kind of told Woody yesterday. I've never been around to see a guy that comes in and plays on offense and defense right away. Now, I know Deion Sanders. I know the Deion Sanders thing, and I was around to see Deion Sanders, you know, play two sports and run back and play with the Braves in a World Series and then jump on and play with the Falcons in a game down here. And Nike's flying them all over and making money on it, and the whole thing is, you know, one of the greatest athletes we've ever had. Now we get this guy, Travis Hunter, cornerback, wide receiver. How many snaps can he play? They say he may practice, and this week he's been a little banged up. Oh, he got that. If it was a game, he could have played. I'm sorry. They just want to get him healthy before that. So anyway, hopefully we get to see him out there tomorrow if you're going out to practice for the joint practice tomorrow. That'll be kind of a cool one to see. To want to see him. Hey, Woody, can you imagine, though, like part of the practice? He's playing wide receiver, and then he's out covering, like, Tyreek Hill. I mean, it's just like, this is awesome. He walks it like he knows he's got he knows the dude is what he did in college last year at Colorado is, I mean, he should have won the Heisman. And I love Cam Ward. He should have won the Heisman. The guy that won the Heisman was a slam dunker. That was freakish stuff. No, he's not. By the way, all those guys are drinking the Kool-Aid about everything. I want to see him play both ways, but you still got to – But Woody, but he's got to play a game of snaps. You can't have him playing like this thing about 100 snaps. There's not – how many guys could play 100 snaps? We got guys that can't play 30 or 40 snaps and make it 17 games. I just – like this is – but I do want to see him play both ways. Hey, man, what a unique situation. You need to get some stops late in the game. And you go, hey, Travis, all right, put your wide receiver shoes away. It's time to cover. I'm really curious to hear how well he's covering as well as route running and stuff. I know he's not the number one receiver. They've got a real good number one receiver that they drafted. But oh, he wants to play. I think he's one of those guys that says, man, he believes. Yeah. But when was the last time? When was the last time we had a guy like ranked as one of the top wide receivers coming out in the NFL draft and ranked as the top two or three cover corners? Yeah, that doesn't happen much. Hey Woody, this other story, when we come back, this ex-Heat security employee. Well, you won't have to worry. Your hatred maybe will slow down because he can do some time. No, listen, what do you think? He should get a hall? Of course he should. He's 62. I don't know how much time he has left, but I think everybody's kind of keeping an eye on this one. It has to do with the Miami Heat. If you haven't heard the story, don't go away because we're going to have that one for you coming up. But first, I do want to tell you all about your South Florida Chevy dealer this morning. I love talking about South Florida Chevy dealer. I get excited talking about my Tahoe, man. I truly love driving the 2025 Tahoe. I do. Matter of fact, it's of all of them, and obviously they come out with more technology, but they seem like they added more space to this one. Feels wider, feels longer. What a great drive, man. Just so comfortable. I tell everybody I love it. I know a couple guys here have Suburbans. Leroy's got a Suburban, and I know Channing's got a Suburban. Hell, he's got a Cadillac now, too. But I do want to tell you, man, when it comes to what's going on at your South Florida Chevy dealer, I want to talk about the midsize SUVs. See, at South Florida Chevy dealer, we're pumped up about the SUV family, starting with the all-new Equinox. Yeah, the all-new Equinox with the convenient driver tech, all the practical dependability you're going to get, and what a great look inside and out. And then on top of that, all the space you and your family will ever need. Check out the electric Equinox SUV as well. It is sweet. Now, from that, I go to the Traverse. I don't know why we're not just talking about a 2025 Traverse. My favorite outside of what I'm driving right now. Man, you talk about all the space you could ever want. It's considered midsize, but I got to tell you, it's got so much room and such a great look. If you're looking around for an SUV and you haven't been to your South Florida Chevy dealers, you owe it to yourself to take a test drive, spend a couple hours and walk around and check it out. And the Silverado trucks, our big cleanup hitter. Yeah, we got strong, durable Silverado trucks. As you can tell, I don't have enough time to tell you about everything going on at your South Florida Chevy dealers, but I will tell you this, 14 dealerships throughout South Florida. You've got one close to you. Stop by, take a test drive. They got great deals going on right now.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Welcome back. There's always part of the show living here in South Florida. You know it's going to get. Some point it gets a little dirty. You know, we are home to a lot of stories that make it nationally. Ponzi scheme. You know the whole deal. You know the scumbags have been through the years in Fort Lauderdale and Miami and did their time and come back out and continue to act like ass clowns. You know who they are. Don't need to get into them. But this one, Woody, you hit me with, what's it been, like a month ago or so, Woody, when we kind of, this thing kind of broke and, yeah. So, Exeat security employee, I could get a longtime police officer, 25 years down in Dade County. And I love the attorney comes out and says all these things. Hell, after I listened to that attorney yesterday, I thought, hey, let the guy go, man. He's a good guy. he just made a mistake. So, he sold 100 items. I'm just reading this story now. Stole 400 game-worn jerseys. One of them was LeBron James' game-worn NBA Finals jersey, which he sold. He wasn't a pig about it. He sold it just for $100,000. The value of it, they said, the guy resold it for $3.6 million. And LeBron's, obviously, NBA Finals game-worn stuff. Anyway, this guy, apparently, they tracked it. So, He sold 100 items for $1.9 million. He sold all this stuff, made almost $2 million. And, you know, the only thing I was thinking about, like, what do you said is, why didn't you just take a couple of items?
All he had to take was the finals.
Just take a couple. Like,
good.
Like, just take, if you know and you're into the business and if you happen to, a little background, probably common sense.
We don't even have good criminals down here. Like, this guy sucks at crime. Like, if you're going to do it right.
But don't be a pig about it.
Yeah.
You take all 400 items, even the heat are going to, like, uh-oh.
It's
we're getting ready to open this museum, this heat museum, with all our championships and great players. And
yeah, everything's missing, though.
And now you take it all? By the way, they tracked that down, like, yesterday. I mean, that thing got tracked down quickly.
Well, yeah. I mean, what do you think, right?
So,
you don't think the heat notice? Oh my gosh, this thing's missing.
Yeah, missing a lot of good stuff. Hey, were you seeing Shaq's stuff? No, D-Wade, where's that? I haven't seen it. LeBron?
So the more interesting part of the story, like, I think this is kind of interesting. Like, who gets claim to these items? Like, is it LeBron's? Is it the Heat? Because remember, we had the incident with Brady, right, with the Super Bowl. Remember, someone went into the locker room?
Yeah, took his game-worn jersey.
Yeah.
It was worth $500,000.
At least, dude. I mean, these things are, again, people are willing to pay stupid money, as you saw with the LeBron jersey, for these things. But, like, yeah, this is...
Well, there's a lot of parts of this. So, do the Heat go and get all that stuff back and go, hey, it belonged to us, man. I'm sorry you got burned, or you go get this money from this guy.
Isn't that how it would work if it was any other item, right? If you bought stolen stuff from someone? Like, if you went into a pawn shop and you bought a stolen Rolex, like, wouldn't you have to give it back?
I
don't know.
But what a pig.
Oh,
like, what would make you, like, all of a sudden stupid? You took 400 items? And then on top of that, his attorney. Now, his attorney's saying a lot of nice things. That's his job. You know, attorneys, I get it. Agents going to say nice things. Says he's depressed. Yeah.
Oh, that's too bad.
Should have thought about that before. So he could get up to 10 years in prison. And I guess there's a lot of probation in there, too. A lot of probation.
That's sick, by the way, that this guy, I don't know, he's not going to see that long of a jail sentence. That's sick to me.
Well, listen, they
said you're a bad person if you do stuff like this, man. You don't deserve to be with the rest of society. Anyone that screws people out of their money deserves to rot.
Yeah. Anyway, I just want to bring it up. Like,
I hate this whole story, though, because, again, these stories are really bad for the hobby, right, for people that collect memorabilia.
But anything
there were other issues with these jerseys, too, with photo matching and all this other stuff. And I guess that's a lot of stuff, man.
Yeah. Hey, as soon as this stuff took off, has exploded in recent years, you know you're going to get some dirt backs in it.
Well, it's going to get the dirty. Same thing we talked about yesterday with gambling, right? Once these things start to get, you know, lucrative, then yeah, people are going to start to take advantage of it.
Right. So
memorabilia gambling, they're kind of like in the same.
Hey, listen,
same
I don't know the guy, and I'm not going to sit here and beat the guy up. He's going to pay. I mean, it's going to happen no matter what his attorney says, and you know, and I'm sure if
beat him up.
Well,
no,
I'm
selling stolen stuff.
25 years, if he had a good, clean record as a police officer.
People know right and wrong, right?
Yeah.
Like, you're stealing stuff and selling it?
If I was a family member, because I'm guessing he's been down here a long time, I'm like, hey, why couldn't you just take a couple items?
That's still wrong, by the way. But
No, but like, hey, if you're there and you like the stuff so much, grab a couple.
Just take the one with the
No, it's all patch, wrong, John. Woody. Woody, I understand. Patch. So idiots don't out there like, listen to you.
No, I know you're
they're
kidding.
They're not yours. So like, yeah, but if you're going
to. I said it too. We're both kidding.
But anyway, so that was.
We're going to keep seeing stories like this pop up, by the way. You know that.
Yeah, because the stuff's valuable.
Yes, it is. It's very valuable.
The valuable. But
all of it is valuable, by the way. The game-used jerseys are, like, incredibly rare to find.
Yeah, it's not just that, but some of the players that wear those jerseys. Yeah.
Those were more significant than most. But, like, Joe, if you got you went into the Dolphin locker room and you were able to snatch a Tua jersey or something. There's people that pay a lot of money for something like that.
No, they.
Not saying that you should, but consider it, you know?
Yeah. Anyway, I just want to get that out there because this people start picking up on it, and I see it's picked up traction. I always get the calls from California. Got another good one out there, huh, Joe? Go, yeah, man, my boy's out there, yeah.
It is always here.
Yeah, everything comes back here, doesn't it?
Do you have any game-used jerseys?
No.
Did you keep any of your stuff?
Last time I saw them, my ex-wife was throwing them out the window or out the in the
front.
Oh,
really?
I haven't seen them.
They didn't make it past that.
Okay. I was out of the house. I didn't.
Okay.
I didn't see any of that stuff, Woody. I hope my son got some. No, seriously, I didn't get any. I didn't get anything. Like when I say nothing.
Does your friend 13 have any? Because his would be worth a pretty penny.
He's got a lot of stuff.
Okay, so his stuff is obviously.
I have seen in his old house, had a lot of nice stuff. Mm-hmm. He's got stuff like he could have a little museum for Dolphin fans, and they go, I like to see that. No, it's he has good stuff.
Did you guys jersey swap in those days too? Like, did you do those? Like, because you know the players do that now.
I don't remember any of that stuff.
Okay.
No.
Gotcha.
No. First of all, I got to tell you, it wasn't a lovey-dovey love affair after games between teams like it is now.
Yeah, I guess you're right. That is kind of a newer thing.
I told you, I got here and they said, hey, man, we hate the Jets. I said, I'm from California. What? They go, hey, we don't like those guys. And I said, oh, I know, but three of those guys I played with at Cal.
And like if they saw you swapping jerseys with these guys at the end of the game, that would have been a no-go.
I told them, Wesley Walker's a really cool dude, man. It was really like, couple years with Wes, man, awesome guy. And they go, hey, he runs by us. We don't like him. He runs takeoffs. All right. So little different deal. I understand. Hey, we've got a lot more stuff to get to. By the way, Adidas. Woody, another story coming out. Adidas.
All riled up with these stories, by the way, man.
Well, I mean, I'm just taking a break a little bit before we get to Omar and the Miami Dolphins coming up here. Adidas field at Trash Pal. Adidas went all in on Dade County. I'm guessing mostly public schools. I don't know the breakdown of schools. But I got to tell you, I think this is a good move by Adidas. That Trash Pal has got as much history right now as anything we have standing. Check that. It does. Now the old Orange Bowl got kicked down and knocked down as a baseball stadium. baseball ballpark. Trask Pow, home of Northwestern, Central, Norland, Carroll City through the years. A lot of teams have been there. A lot of big games have been played there. And an unbelievable amount of great players have come through that place. Still, the Northwestern Central game is still probably, always got to be careful saying, it's probably the biggest game we have, rivalry game we have down here right now. And Adidas jumped on there and went all in on these schools from top to bottom. I guess high school is big business, Woody. I guess we learned that again, too. It hits us one more time.
It is a smart move, though, by Adidas.
Well, by the way.
You talk about tough competition, by the way.
You know what's going on while we sit here? Adidas and Nike are going at it for our high schools.
Oh, yeah.
Going at it.
Well, you look at the competition between just selling, you know, their gear, and I know all those companies are having a little trouble right now.
I didn't know that.
Especially in America. Well, you know, retail and prices and stuff. You know how that goes right now. But
I know that a lot of money.
Those companies that you're wearing some of those shoes, by the way, have stolen a little bit of that market share.
So
the Air Roses, the Hokas.
Oh, yeah.
Those have stolen a little market share.
I got to tell you, they're comfortable, though.
They are comfortable.
I'm not. You can call them old guy shoes. The old Hoka, you call it, but they sure are comfortable.
They're an older man's shoe.
Oh, I got them on right now. Hey, right now I want to tell you about Baptist Health South Florida. Oh, my gosh, one of the top sports medicine programs in the country. Man, I love talking about the doctors. I do. They're so good. Besides just being great guys, and people ask me all the time, where do the pros go? And I go enter Miami, the Heat, the Panthers, the Miami Dolphins, FIU, FAU. A lot of sporting events we have down here in South Florida use a Baptist Health South Florida doctors. It's not just the team doctors, but it's the top specialists. It's the specialists that they brought in to work as a team for every part of the body. Some of the top specialists in the business, knee doctors. And when I say knee doctors, I don't want you to think it's just an MCL or ACL. It's everything. It's when you completely blow your knee out and you're able to come back and play sports in 12 months. Dr. Uribe has done that to more than one guy. He's got some classic Willis McGahee story. Shoulder, foot and ankle, hand, back, hip and knee replacement, Achilles. Man, I have time to tell you about all the great stories, but I do have time to tell you we're all going to enjoy these great doctors. Listen, the good news and bad news, if you're active, it's great. If you're competitive and active, you know sooner or later we all get injured. And then the question is, where are you going to go? Well, we're lucky. We got Baptist Health South Florida for you, covering all of South Florida. Three great facilities that I talk about, and Baptist Health is everywhere. But I like Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables, Hard Rock Stadium right next to the training facility, and 595 in Pine Island in Plantation. I like to call it Dr. Swartzen territory up there. Taking good care of you, man. Great doctors ready to keep you healthy and get you healthy. Visit BaptistHealth.net/ortho today.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.